Good morning. This is the 19th of December 2010 in Simha the City, translation of the DVD of the Parayan of Aptavani 9. We have the English Aptavani on where online on web, Aptavani 9, and we are on page somewhere in page 376, 375, 377. These are the translations of the DVD, the Parayan, which is a detailed study of the great works of the Jnani Purush, revived through the vision of the current living Jnanis. The Parayan 9 being conducted by Pooja Neruma and assisted by Pooja Deepak Bhai. And now, if they don't change the DVD on us, we will continue with this book. Okay, this is Parayan 2005, and this is Aptavani 9, DVD number 8, part 22, 23, 24. So it is a continuation, and looks like this will be the DVD number 24. We have done 22 and 23 before, parts 22. Now Neruma. We see that in Charanvidhi, and that I am a Guru Lagu Swabhav. I am neither. The other, she says that I have become the lowest, lower than the lowest. But the main self is a Guru or Lagu, neither heavy nor light. What is the differentiation? The Jnani Bhava. The 354 is at the Jnani Bhavo. 356 is also the Jnani Bhavo, the Jnani middleman, the awakened one. And then there is, and the 2 degrees is the ignorant middleman. And so it is the middle one, the belief complex, which is called the Jnani Ajnani Bhavo. The wrong belief is called the Ajnani or the ignorant Bhavo. And the right belief, the awakened aware one, is called the Jnani Bhavo or the middleman, where there is the awakened awareness self. So yes, the original self as capital, the absolute self, is absolutely beyond any movement. It is neither heavy nor light. It is a guru, neither heavy, and a lagu, nor light. It does not have any adjectives. It is only merely absolute pure light, and that light one, yes, and in that pure light there is this complexes of anger, greed, deceit and pride. And as the anger, greed, deceit and pride decreased, and when they become absolutely zero, and the basis on which they become absolutely zero, which is residual ego, which is I am this, I am Kimochi, etc., that ignorant belief, even if it is at the level of 1 degrees, then that is called the ignorant Bhavo, B-A-A-V-O, the ignorant middleman, the ignorant intellect ego complex. And that is, and so the awakened one says, hey, shut up now, I am pure soul. And so it is really, so there is the relative, then there is the self real, and then there is the real relative. The real relative, which is then the real relative, which is very close to the real, which is the, this is called the Jnani Bhavo, the enlightened middle one, the awakened middle one, and that is what we are talking about. So all of this chapter on page 377, etc., It is the one, it is applying to the one who has behaved as a belief that I'm somebody and I'm superior and I'm better than most and I know something, etc. All of those wrong beliefs, when they're replaced by I'm nothing in the relative, I'm lower than the lowest, then he starts becoming a Gnani Bhavo or a Gnani middleman. And when the Gnani Bhavo vanishes, then it is the Absolute Self. Next, okay. There is no race course in Laghutam, page 377. Up until now, all efforts have been towards becoming the Gurutam only, have they not? I want to be greater than him. I want to be greater than him. See, the competition has begun, has it not? Who wins the prize? The prize goes only to the horse that comes first. What about the rest? There is no prize for them, even after running so hard. Questioner, Dada, is there a race course in Laghutam, in the Laghutam? Dada Shri says on page 378, no, there cannot be any race course in the state of Laghutam. The race course is in the Gurutam state only. I have no intellect. I am Abuddhan. I am Laghutam state, and therefore I do not have a relationship or of exchange of Kashai with anyone. There is not even an iota of intellect in anyone. The race courses of the worldly life and competitiveness called Spardha on page 378. Questioner, everyone has a desire to be something, and here around you we have the desire of not wanting to be anything. We want to be free from any semblance of superiority or visheshta in the worldly interaction. One feels, I am not something and I want something. Dada Shri says this is because they enter a race course there, do they not? He wants to run because so many other horses are running. You are sick, so why don't you relax and take it easy? All the others are strong horses, besides only the one who comes first will get the prize, and the rest are going to be huffing and puffing all the way. So not even a fool would take part in a competition or race course. Yes, if they were going to award 500 prizes or so, then one can believe that he may get a lucky one and get a prize, but you're not going to come first, and so why are you in the competition? Go home and go to sleep. Why do you want to enter the competition? How can you enter the race course? Some horses may be so strong from the diet of chickpeas, garbanzo, while others may be eating grass. Therefore, I do not enter the race course of worldly life at all. This is how I found this Lord within. And this prize goes only to the one who comes first only, does it not? The rest are left wandering around life after life. They die huffing and puffing and gain nothing. How can... Dada Shri, in practical life, if somebody says something, if the moment somebody says something, your speech is in a competitive mode. So Dada Shri says, this is all a race course, is it not? Page 378. That is correct. And it says, and that is why it says, there is no competition. Even at home, if we have argument, if an argumentative person comes along, he will start a competition between a husband and a wife. If the wife says something, the husband will tell her, you be quiet, you did this way, and I'm going to do it this way. Hey, both are horses, why are they fighting? So the competition starts even at home between the husband and wife. Who is going to give you the prize? That is why we say we do not know how to do things the way Hiraba knows. So we let her run as much as you want to run. Even Hiraba says, you are naive. I tell her, yes, that is fine. People suffer because they compete. They enter into competition. Just watch the competition. You have to simply see which horse comes first. When one continues to simply see, and the seer has no pain or suffering. Those who enter a race course have to suffer the pain. So it is not worth entering a race course. Now the next one is on page 379, is criticism ruins everything for the one who criticizes. Secondly, you should not criticize anyone. The one who criticizes hurts himself. Whatever anyone does, the person who criticizes him will stain his own clothes and the one and ruin his own body and goes deeper into criticism. If he goes into deeper, he will ruin his heart. So the criticism is a tool that ruins people. You should not get involved in it. Know things for the sake of knowing, but do not get involved in anything. You have not attained this human life to criticize anyone. What is more, it is not even worth making an intense mental note, nond, of anyone that criticizes you. Questioner, page 36380. A questioner says, a person must have some interest in the work of that criticism, no? The other, she says, to criticize is the main attribute of the ego. It is an attribute of competitiveness, parda, and that is why criticism remains. Besides, the competitiveness is always there in the worldly life. There is liberation when competitiveness leaves. When people go on fasts, it all happens due to the effect of the attribute of competitiveness. The other person did 15 fasts, so I will do 30. When you criticize other people, you ruin your own clothes first, and then you're called a trespasser. And says, Deepak Bhai says, I don't understand trespasser. So Niruma says, when you're trespassing, means you're invading somebody's territory, is it not? To interfere in anyone is to trespass into him. He's reading from something else. Unofficial entrance. He says, you do not trespass on my territory, you know. It is you're using your road, but somebody trespasses on yours. It's to enter into somebody else's seat, to enter into somebody else's space, to enter into somebody else's mental space. When you criticize other people, then you ruin your clothes and then your body and then your heart. That is it. The Deepak Bhai says, do not enter into deep into anyone's. Because he has the ownership of his own title. He believes this is mine, etc. And therefore, do not enter into anybody's territory or anybody's space. He is correct by his viewpoint. But so we are entering into competitiveness and race course of the world. If diamond gets so many facets by getting cut, these are all stages of development. If he has a little weak in this particular phase, he's getting shrubbed. So the diamond is perfect only when all the phases of its shapes are perfectly cut. Until then, he is going to get rubbed the wrong way. Until he's going to get into all kinds of competitiveness arguments, people will mold him, and then he will come to the right one. So he's rising from 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th standard to college, to university, etc. So do not get involved with anyone, because everyone is an owner of his own world. Question. If when you criticize someone, you are washing his clothes and leaving your own clothes stained. So now we are on page 380, the escape from the race course is the heading. So is there his ego? Well, this gentleman says, is this my ego? He says, yes. Now the next one, the escape from the race course. Now all this competitiveness is going to carry on for sure. One is not at all the doer of anything. He has simply developed a habit of tasting the fruit of doership, garva ras. When a person learns that someone else earns 800 rupees, he thinks, I earn 1800, so I do not have a problem. He gets only 800. That is how it starts. And if no one earns more than 1800 rupees, as if. Now there is always competition where there is someone higher. What possible reason do we have for staying in this race course? Are we here to take part in a race course? Are we horses of the race course? Instead, why not simply admit that you have no sense? I say, Dada says, I do not have any sense. I lack worldly understanding. I am being very candid, am I not? Now, Deepak, somebody has got a salary of 800 and you have 1800 salary, then you're fine. But when it is so subtle, in other words, he is only earning 800, I have got 1800. His bank balance is this much, my bank balance is this much. His home is smaller, my home is larger. This is a race course, is it not? It's a very subtle race course, is it not? Now, says Deepak Bhai. Now, I do not even know how to shave. That is why I cut myself while shaving. I have yet to meet a man who knows how to shave. When what ego people walk around with only, when only someone like me would make such a statement, would you not? There is a whole world out there, and here I am all alone with this vision of Laghutam. There is no one to give my vision the vote. Deepak Bhai loves this one about, I don't know how to shave. I am the only one with this vote against this race course, and this is why I am not raising my voice. I would remain quiet because I am the only one voting on the side of Laghutam. Otherwise, who would caution you this way? Why would I sit here to caution you? So what a world one is trapped in. Do you like to listen to all this talk like this? You are not bored, are you? Do not try to analyze this. Just accept it as it is. Otherwise, the liability will fall upon you. This is a pure thing. This knowledge is pure. Why do you have to analyze it with your intellect? That is why I say it very clearly. The Sri says, I have not seen anyone who can really, really even measure this vision. Can you imagine this? Such a Laghutambi. The ones with the beards are safe, says Niruma, because they don't have to shave. Ajit Bhai, like Ajit Bhai. You don't have to shave. You're safe. We do not understand anything in worldly matters. Only then we will, when we say clearly, and I say that when we do not understand anything in worldly matters, only then everyone will leave us. Only then I can be free of all of these worldly possessions. This is the possession, the sense that I know I'm superior. Is it not some kind of a possession? It is like a ghost that has possessed you. The misuse of the intellect in daily life. Zero. You can find, as also people of India do things according to their own understanding. They are overwise. They misuse their intellect. They are vikalpi. They don't want to. They don't learn by asking. What will happen if we press this button on this machine? They do not learn by asking the technicians of the machine. Everything goes on haphazardly. People in India do not know how to use a razor blade. They don't even know how sharp a razor should be. They sharpen it once and it is done. And if a person is a miser, talking about the shaving part, they're talking about Niruma. You see, in the old days they used to have the Nesset razor blade. Like the Nesset, there used to be holes in the middle, and the razor was two-sided, so you could switch it side, one side, and then one side is already gone, then you know, see. And so Deepak Bhai is showing how they would kind of try to utilize one razor blade for the maximum. And so if you really do not know how to use the razor in the right angle, you will make it blunt and then it will not good. But the foreigners are such that if there is a label written on top, they will go along with the label, they will follow the label. The shaving razors also come with their instructions of how to use. Why are these numbers printed on the razor blade? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. The non-Indians will ask the technician and do as the instructions are given. Whereas our people, the Indians, they are vikalpi. You know what they will do? They are overwise. If the wife says, I'm going to the temple and I'll go come back soon, the husband will say, I'll prepare the food, and he will, without asking anyone how to make it. But whatever spices he uses will be give a bad taste in the mouth. If the radio is playing and the children ask me to switch the station, I will tell them I do not know how. I always ask before I do anything. I learn by asking. I do not attempt to do anything aimlessly on my own, says Dada. I would ask someone how to use the razor if he has not consulted a technician himself, and then if he tries to teach me, does that mean I know how to use it? He is a fool and so am I. Whom would I ask if I cannot find a technician? It is like trying to cook a curry without learning from anyone and then ruining it. Our people are such that they will cut their own hair if they try to find a barber, cannot find a barber. This is how our people are. Just because you clip them this way and that way, does that mean the job is done? It is It would not be considered a skill if it were that easy. The foreigners have made machines to last because they know that people of India are vikalpi and they are overwise, and they might take shortcuts. They make machines in such a way that they do not break down easily. They would build in extra safety features, which would not be necessary if people using them were not vikalpi, excessive intellect. You never know which buttons they will end up pushing. They build in extra safety even when they are laying down the foundation of construction of homes, because these crazy people will overcrowd the homes. What if the home were to collapse? Now, a miser thinks he knows how to use a razor very well. He will keep sharpening the blade with a sharpening stone. You fool, the blade is not something that you can be sharpened on a sharpening stone. There is no relationship between the blade and the sharpening stone. It is a wonder if one knows how to use it correctly. Once I had told someone, I do not know how to use the blade, and neither do you, so whom should we ask? You bring stainless steel blades for me, but I do not know how to use them, so what can the stainless steel do about it? It becomes useless in the hands of the one who does not know how to use it. Therefore, all this is misuse of the intellect. The zero ego is state of the Gnani. I do not even know how to give lectures. I know only this Gnan, Dadashri says. I don't know anything else in the world. I came to know this Gnan because I did not know anything else. And I have not gone anywhere to learn the worldly things. Otherwise, anyone or everyone will want to be my own, guru. Instead, why not become an expert in the self? This will make me nirlep, absolutely unaffected. I do not want to know anything about the worldly life. I did not know anything in school either. All I knew was that I did not want to be a boss or an upari. Says Dada, you know, we would. This is very interesting. Dada was taken to many places where other spiritual leaders would give lectures, and when Dada's turn would come, Dada would just raise his hand and raising the three mantra, say the three mantra, that's it. He would not say anybody. Dada Shri says, I'm not here to give lectures of any kind. I'm not here to give any discourses. I'm not a lecturer. The Gnanis are never lecturers or discourse givers. He's ready to give you an answer of any question that you may have. But he will never give a lecture or a spiritual discourse. So Dada was carried to many places where there will be other spiritual sessions going on. But Dada would just say, said Namo Vitraka and be done with it. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, Om Namah Shivaya. And it's done, it's period, literally done. Now, this Gnan is such that it will do everything. I do not know anything related to the worldly life, but even then the work continues very well, better than everyone else's. Everyone else has to complain and shout to get their things done. I do not have to shout or say anything, yet the work gets done better than once. It gets better than one's expertise and know-how. Those who don't know how to mend shoes have to continue mending shoes. Those who know how to stitch clothes have to continue stitching clothes, and those who do not know anything, they'll have to sit around idle. What can the one who knows nothing do? The Lord has said that whatever knowledge of learning one has sustained on the basis of the ego, the one who knows nothing, the whatever knowledge one has sustained, has attained, is on the basis of the ego. The one who knows nothing does not have the ego, does he? If the ego is there, then he will know what to do for sure. I know only this thing, this Gnan. Yet people have the illusion that Dada knows everything. And this is a very important statement. I know only this. I know only the self as capital. I know that the self is the knower and the seer, the Gnata Drashta. I see whatever the self as capital sees, but I do not know anything else. I would only know only if I had the ego. So this is a very beautiful sentence. I know only the self, and I only know what the self knows as capital, that the knowing and the seeing. Niruma is repeating this. I don't know anything. Niruma is repeating. I know only the self as capital. I know only and the self is the Gnata and Drashta. I only know that the self is only the knower and the seer. Whatever the self sees, that is the all I can see. That is all. I do not know anything else. The ego has been absolutely uprooted. It is. I know only the self. I only know what the self knows, and that is it. Whatever the self knows and sees, that is the only thing that I know and see. That is all. This is at the level of the original I now. Who is that? Is the original I? I do not know anything. Now that the one who says that I do not know anything, that is at a lower level I. That is the middleman, the awakened one, the Gnani Bhava. I do not. That is the ego. But he believes that I know this and I do not know this. All sense of knowing will have to leave, and all. And the one behind him, the absolute self, says that I know only one thing. That is that I am the self, as capital. I do not know anything else. Everything else is ignorance. I do not know ignorance anymore. I only know knowledge. I only know the S capital self. That was the state of our Dada Shri, the Gnani Purush. I only know the self. Atma? Atma, the self, is only the knower and the seer. And that is all I know. The self is the knower and the seer, and that is all I know. Atma? Whatever the self can see as capital, that is all I can see only, nothing else. Whatever the self sees, that is all I can see. That is all. What the self sees, that is all I can see. Nothing else. And that the self is the knower and the seer. Page 360, 3684. Very critical opening up of the knowledge of the Gnata Shri Gnani Purush on paragraph 3. The self is the Gnata Drashta. Whatever the self's attributes are, that is all I am. But you see, but what the self is, as capital, is seeing, the middleman takes over and says, I am seeing through the sight of the self. I know. He takes over. He wants to become now the owner of what the self knows. Oh, I am the knower and I am the seer. You see, there is no words there. I am the knower and the seer. He wants to encroach on the territory of the self. There is no knower and seer state in the ego at all. But that knower and seer state is of the S capital self only, not of the small SELF, the ego. So in this light, you are reading this book. And so as you are reading, but you see what Siddhartha will say, I am reading this. In fact, it is in the basis of the light, these words are becoming evident to Siddhartha. But the middle one says, I am reading this book. He says, I am reading this book. It is happening. It is in the light, on the basis of the light, that these words are becoming evident to you. So what is your role in it? It is on the basis of the intellect that you are understanding these words. Then what is your role in it? And so if this light is not there, in the absence of the light, will you be able to do anything? In the absence of the L capital light, in the absence of the S capital self of the light, will anything happen here? So, do you understand? So on what basis is this happening? So, Dada Shri has gone to the original substrate. He has gone to the original level of understanding of this thing. He has gone to the original base on this paragraph 3 of page 384 of Aptavani 9. It is on the basis of the L capital light that you are able to see. And there is no ownership of my own in this knowing and the seeing at all, is there? Who is this one who says, I am the owner, knower and the seer? There is no owner and seer. He is the knower and the seer. There is the one, but there is no owner of that. It is simply happening. If this light wasn't there, what would I be? This is the original light. And so let us give the credit. So Dada Shri gives the credit to the light only and nothing else. And if to give the credit to the light and not to own up to anything else is the most critical. Isn't that the Gnani Bhava? No, that's not the Gnani Bhava, I mean. Is the awareness with which one says, is that part of the Gnani Bhava? Is the awareness is the same as the Gnani Bhava? He says, in that awareness, is that the Gnani Bhava? There are two paths. There is the ego of doership, and then after one becomes free from the doership, then there is the ego of the knowership. Even after the doership is quit, and then at the level of the absolute, one is even higher than the ego of the subtle ego that I know. Right now, there is a higher stage. Then there is then somebody will say, I am very aware. I am very awakened aware. I can see this. Like I can remain knower seer. That is where he better be ready to fall down. Then the pragna, the inner pragna, the light of the self will say, oh, this ego is such that it always takes on the ownership of even the awareness also. But once the awareness of the doership leaves, then the awareness of the knowership will take over. The ego of the knowership will take over. I know. It is very subtle. It takes over. Even that ego can be overridden by this paragraph 3 of page 384. Yes, the doership of the bhava, the middleman, is gone, but the doership of the knowership of the bhava, the ignorant one, also has to leave. Because the middle one, the ego intellect complex, will say, I am the knower, I am the seer. And so, we are all taking at the theoretical level. This is only a theoretical level only, but you cannot say that I've understood it, you know, now I've gotten it, I've got the message, so I'm done with the whole science of that. But only when your entire load of the sense of doership will become completely empty, when you will understand in exactness and in experience that any action, entire action in this world is on the basis of something else. And when he understands this thing in the light of the knowledge, you are actually nothing but the pure light that can see that this is all happening. That's all. There is nothing else. This is all happening, including whatever is happening within Siddharth, is all happening. That is who you are, and there is no words for that. That is where this level of, because everything else is very subtle levels of application of the ego only. And it is, and all worldly knowledge is on the basis of the ego at the subtle level only, and the intellect at the subtle level only. And it is on that basis that the activity is happening, called the Kriya. And so, but the knower is beyond all. This is the ultimate state. But then there is also the ego, there is the ego of the awareness, the awakened awareness. And then beyond that is the original self, as capital self. Now, let's go. Let us. And it says, is the ego has been absolutely uprooted. It has no roots left whatsoever. There is no trace or sign of where it was. All its rootlets are gone. How great a state that must be. And there is not even any of the subtlest reactions of this subtlest ego that exists there. That is the state of the Gnani Purush. Okay, next we go to the next paragraph. Let us see whether, and then there's some more in it, because there's a very beautiful chapter here on page 384, 385. Let us read. It must be due to the sadhana or the spiritual endeavor of so many past lives that this current state of ours has manifested abruptly. Somebody. SS. Deepak Bhai, what you just said, will you please have Niruma say this? This is very important. Listen to this. Okay, this man just said, Deepak Bhai, whatever Niruma said, will you let Niruma say this? And Deepak Bhai says, do not keep this differentiation between, because two of us are sitting here. This man said, whatever this high level stuff that you just explained, will you let Niruma explain that? Will you let Niruma say it? And Niruma, Deepak Bhai immediately said, do not keep that differentiation between the two of us. Do not differentiate between the two of us. He says, now, this is the first time I have seen Deepak Bhai say something. He says, so right now, he says, what is this? This boy says, what are you talking about? Why don't you ask him? Why don't you like? And this is the same water only. And Deepak Bhai says, don't enter into this kind of separation between Niruma and myself. He says, because otherwise Mahatmas will say, oh, Deepak Bhai can explain it better, or Niruma can explain it better. This man, the implication of this boy saying, even Dimple says that whatever Niruma says doesn't set with me, but what Deepak Bhai says, I can understand better. These are all different nimitic. All the explanations and the unfolding of the covers of ignorance will remain based on the nimit only, is it not? These are the interferences of our intellect only. This is this will really mire you down and bog you down. This is the problem of our, this is the vikalpa of our own intellect. Because you do not understand, he says, okay, I'm going to try to learn it from the other person. It is your weakness that you do not understand. It is straightforward and simple right here in the book. But no, I want to learn, I want to see what Niruma says about it. Or I want to see what Deepak Bhai has to say about it. And so then you're going to lose it. And there is no end to it. If one person telling you, if you do not understand, then understand that it is your intellect that's the problem, not the other person. Maybe that is the other person. This is the Deepak Bhai says, this is the ultimate. Paragraph 3 on page 384 is the ultimate understanding of this thing. This is the last thing. There is nothing beyond that. This is he says, both of us are telling you only dadas. We are not giving you anything more than dada or less than dada. This is a milestone ahead. Keep this milestone down the line, aware that this is the milestone that I want to reach. This is where. So now Dimple is put on the spot. Jai Sachidana says, Deepak Bhai, Dimple Bhai. It's not the ego. Sometimes, in subtle matters of gnan, he says, I know that you're asking Deepak Bhai, and then when it's done, then whatever is left, you go to Niruma and ask. Deepak Bhai says, you recognize that you're getting the matter of Dada Bhagwan only. This is for the first time Deepak Bhai has taken a different mode here. You know, this, here you're seeing. In other words, I'll tell you more about it later. Deepak Bhai corrects Dimple and says, Dimple was trying to take the middleman and trying not to hurt, you know, because he's been put on the spot. So he says, no, I know. You get all your answers from me, Deepak Bhai, and then you go to Niruma and confirm it. This happened in England. When you do pratikraman, then you bind karma. When you don't do pratikraman, then you don't bind karma. Then I ask Niruma, because that is a flat statement. If you do pratikraman, you bind karma. If you don't do pratikraman, you don't bind karma. So then I thought, maybe this is a mistake, because where can I thought this must be a printing mistake in it, because this was in Dada Vani. But this, and then ask Niruma. Dada says that when you do pratikraman, it is you bind karma. When you do, Niruma said, if you become the doer of the pratikraman, then you will bind karma. And if you do pratikraman without any sense of doership, then you will not bind the karma. Then I got, and then at the same time I got a phone from Deepak Bhai, and then. So I asked the same question that I says, now I know this thing. And this is the question. And so Niruma says, Niruma tells Deepak Bhai, when we do pratikraman, we are making file number 1 do pratikraman. So it's very amazing. So Deepak Bhai just said, when we do pratikraman, we do file number one, do pratikraman. So everybody clapped. Niruma clapped. Everybody clapped. And so both of them gave the same answers. But when Deepak Bhai gave the answer of pratikraman is done by file number one, everybody clapped. Whereas Niruma had the inner answer that if you do the pratikraman with the sense of doership, you bind karma. You see? So he gave the answer was the same, but depends on how it is received. I had a flash, and this is the I had the flash that Deepak Bhai says. So Deepak Bhai says, at that time when I was asked the question, I knew that this guy is going to ask do the comparison. So I had an inner flash of prajna that I should not answer him because I know he's going to compare Niruma and my answer. So. But he says, I still answered. Now, it must be, the ego has become absolutely uprooted. It has no roots left whatsoever. There is no trace or sign of where it was. All the rootlets are gone. How great a state that must be. It must be due to the sadhana of so many past lives that this current state of ours has manifested so abruptly. Otherwise, I have not learnt anything from this current life at all. I have not seen any proficiency in any man. I have not seen any human being as a doer at all. If a shoemaker is not proficient in his trade, he will continue making shoes, but at the end of the year, he will have incurred nothing but a loss. He would lose all the leather. This is how people are in this time cycle. They incur nothing but a loss. Those who misuse intellect incur no more losses than profits. They ruin all the leather. They will make the shoes, but they also waste the leather worth 500 rupees. What is the profit in that? They will put in the effort but incur unnecessary losses as well. This is the story of worldly people. They work and struggle hard in the pursuits of their worldly profits, but in the end they lose because they have not gained even a glimpse of the S-capital self. And so the bottom line in their business life is a loss. Karma dictate what one will gain or lose. So what is one going to earn of one's own accord? All one's earning are because of his punya or merit karma. But all these sacks of intelligence just wear away their shoes out by running here and there in their struggle. So why not just go about your business without the approach of I don't know anything? This is a very beautiful thing, says Niruma. So, this is very beautiful thing what we just read. Now, okay, he's switching. He's win this world by losing. After this jnana, you have the constant meditation, dhyana of Shuddhatma, the self, page 385. So every evening you should ask within, are you Chandulvai or are you Shuddhatma? Are you Siddhartha or are you Shuddhatma? Are you Elisha or are you Shuddhatma? If the reply is Shuddhatma, then realize that the whole day you had the meditation of the dhyana of Shuddhatma. It's very important. At the end of the day, just ask, who are you? Are you Kimochi or are you Shuddhatma? What comes in Shuddhatma? Then you have to say Shuddhatma. Shuddhatma is only the knower and the seer. Are you the husband or are you the wife? So now he's the brother of Dimple. Are you the husband? What comes in Shuddhatma? You see, in Shuddhatma, are you the father of these girls or are you Shuddhatma? Then are you the husband of this lady or are you Shuddhatma? Are you in Siddhartha or are you in Shuddhatma? Periodically, just ask all of these questions inside. Are you in Rupesh or are you in Siddhartha? Yes, Rupesh may be. Especially when we're talking about bank and money and stocks, I become Rupesh. Okay, and this is questioner. Every day when you go home, before going home, check when you're lying down. Before, questioner. People will think we are mad if we say that. Dadashri says, if they say you are mad, they are saying it to Chandulal. Nobody will tell you, the self, that because they do not even know you, do they? Therefore, you can tell Chandulal Chandubhai, if you are mad, people will say so. If they call you mad when you are not, then the liability is there. It is not your responsibility. You have to say this to Chandulal. Questioner, we do not like it if someone calls us mad or senseless. Dadashri says, you cannot have the best of both worlds. You, on page 386, can have one or the other. If you want liberation, then you should let go. If somebody says, hey, Siddharth, you're a crazy man, then immediately you should say, yeah, he's telling this to Siddharth, he's not telling it to me, he doesn't even know me, I'm Shuddhatma. You see, but the moment the intellect takes over, what the hell does he think about himself? And you say, but if you let Prajna say, hey, this Prajna will say that he's telling that to Siddharth. You know, the moment you get a little affected, that means you've just become Gayatri, that's all. You see? And so we don't let go in day in and day out, from morning till evening. We are taking over the mail of someone that doesn't belong to us. He says, Gayatri, you're stupid. Then he says, yeah, inside, why did you tell Gayatri? Gayatri, you're stupid. And if you're really not stupid, then he says, okay, I accept your words maybe, but he'll move on. That's all. Renuva, just repeating this point. Okay, now it's Pujishri is going to do Vidhi now. Today is the Gnan Vidhi Day in Calcutta. Calcutta Gnan Vidhi Day. So the Vidhi from Calcutta on the 19th of Jai Sachidan, 19th December. Let us do the Vidhi. Atma chum shuddhatma 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 shuddhatma chum 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 shuddhatma chum. Jai Sachidanand. Jai Sachidanand, says Deepak Bhai from Calcutta. Jai Sachidanand. One or two announcements.